This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet, with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous Football Thursday. The opening NFL Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Pro sports bettor Joey Kanish coming up in 20 minutes. All of his bets for college football this weekend and week one in the NFL. I will give you my favorite college football bets for the weekend, three of them at the end of this hour, 40 minutes from now. All our bets for the Eagles and the Cowboys will close the show. Side, total, Femi's Island, and thy royal prop king.
Oh, yeah.
Femi Abebefe with me now. Femi, man, we made it.
Yeah.
I have my sunglasses already ready to roll for Femi's Island later today, man. Like, I cannot wait to put these bad boys on and let folks know what
Hawaiian
I like
shirt
today. Oh, it's over there in the corner. I got the Hawaiian shirt ready to rock. And, I mean, we also debuted the hat during 8 Buckets this summer. So that'll be added to Femi's Island as we are truly living a glorious
lifestyle. And I'll just say this about Femi's Island. So Femi, like, moved into his new house, and Femi has, like, I haven't seen, like, the full, but it looks pretty sick. So every Saturday, like, I really, like, I wish I didn't. Because it, like, fuels me and like a weird, like, honestly, like, really unhealthy way. But it makes me, like, better when, like, I hate people and I dislike the people I work with. Like, makes me better. Like, I actually, like, really like everyone on our crew. Like, and they're all really good at their jobs.
You got a good
so
crew.
Every, yeah, honestly, like, seriously, like, we actually do. Like, not just good, except for Mike Brown. That guy sucks.
Where is he? Yeah, where he is.
I'll tell you where he's not. Here. Max is. Max is doing a great job. So we'll usually get like a text from like, here's, you know, Tyler on the golf course, or, you know, like Bill Zimmerman, like on the lake, or Jake at some crappy dive bar. And then we get Femi in the pool wearing his hat, looking like the most relaxed guy on the planet. Like, who has it better than you, man?
I'll tell you what. It's a great life, man. It's a great life. And, you know, there was a lot of hard work put into it. Some by me, some by Aaron Judge, some by Shohei Ohtani. But it's a great life. It's been a great life. And we love our new home. And, I mean, college ball Saturdays, I'm going to get the iPad out there rolling. NFL, I got to be locked in here in the matrix. Like, we cannot be out there dilly-dallying, splashing around, all that nonsense. But college football, you know, watch a couple games floating around in my pool. I can't wait for it, starting this Saturday. But it's pretty damn good.
All right. Femi, you've got a bunch of things to discuss, and we will give you all our bets for the Eagles and the Cowboys a little later in the show, in the Power Hour. But so how are we doing this here? Are we playing the imaging? And then I'm going to turn this over to Femi, and Femi's going to run the segment. Is that right?
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Well, let's go in here.
We've scanned the globe.
Thank you, Jake. Yes, Jake. No, stop it, Jake. Jake, why would you? Yes, full start. Why would you? Why would you think we were ready? Just like, what did we? Who said play the image? Who said that? Who said that?
5 yard penalty.
Still no, that was down. That was he was Brad Lynch just now. Served it up to Pujols. That ball's still traveling, and he's on his hands and knees on the mound. Can't believe the meatball he just served up. Femi, please take over here.
Jake, let's go ahead and play that imaging as we have a lot of things to discuss on this Thursday.
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We've found the best of the best. And now, You Better You Bet brings you things.
I just want to say I still hate our boy Sky Russ. That sucks so bad. This bed's good though. Femi, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He redeemed himself on the open today, at least. You know, the open was a little bit better.
And you know what? We've already gone too inside baseball here with this. I could talk about the open. Yes. I don't want to do that though. So let's. Yeah. I want to keep myself in a positive headspace.
Start mentioning Sots and everything. Let's get real inside baseball. But let's start off with the main thing that we have on the show today.
The main thing.
All right, the main thing of the NFL this week.
See, that's even a faux pas. You go, here's the main thing, and then the thing says the main thing.
I was just going to run it by it like a speed bump, but then you told me to hit the stop sign. So, yeah.
No, I mean, that's like if you were French Maltz and you did that, they would like pull you off the air.
That is correct. But you know what? We go full speed.
We persevere.
That's what my football coach told me in high school. He said, if you're going to make a mistake, do it full speed. We're not going to half-ass it. So let's go full speed and let's get into it, because the main event that we have this Sunday in the National Football League, of course, the AFC Juggernauts, the Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills. We don't need to rehash what happened last January. Nobody wants to remember that and how we lost all that money on that fateful night. But this is as high leverage a game as you could possibly have in week one. And I want to know from you, because I'm going to give my opinion here for a second, but I want to get yours off the top. Should you write off the loser of Sunday night's game in terms of the Super Bowl betting market? The loser, should you write that team off ahead of Sunday night's game when we get the result later on this week?
Oh, I think definitely not. I would say maybe, like, if the Bills get slammed in the game, you still can't write because Allen's so good and like he could Superman that. He could do that, right? But I guess, dude, if the Ravens lay it on them and the Bills secondary looks bad, I mean, Harrison will be back and like I don't think Tre'Davious White's good, but he may not be 100%. Benford may not be 100%. And look, if the Bills beat the Ravens, like the Ravens started 0-2 last year. Like they didn't just lose to the Chiefs, they lost to the Raiders in week 2 and Antonio Pierce. So I would say that's probably an overreaction, but if the Bills' defense looks as bad as I think it might, while still adding that I think Buffalo's a playoff team, even if they lose on Sunday night, I would say no is the answer to that question.
See, I see it differently. And I'm someone who thinks the Buffalo Bills are going to go to the Super Bowl, but whoever loses this game, I am writing them off because of how high leverage this game. So here's how.
It's week one.
Because I'm not saying that they're still going to have a bad season. I think the regular season could still be good. But if we're talking about to actually win the Super Bowl, I don't think they can do it. Because this game is a necessity to have home field advantage. You need to win this game. Because if you don't get that one seed, I think there's a really good chance the loser of this game is going to have to beat whoever wins on Sunday and Kansas City to go ahead and win the Super Bowl. I don't see that happening, whether it's Baltimore or Buffalo. This is, in my opinion, I think that this is the biggest week one game that we've had in recent memory. It means that much to the Super Bowl. It means that much to all the other secondary and tertiary markets like MVP, et cetera, that we've discussed all throughout the summer. But literally, I think the loser of this game, in my opinion, you can be different, I am writing off that team from winning the Super Bowl. They can go 13-4 or 14-3 or whatever, but to win the Super Bowl, I don't want any parts because I think it's going to be too tough a hill to climb once we actually get to January.
Bigger week one game, Chiefs-Ravens last year or Bills-Ravens this year?
Oh, this year. This year, 100%.
I guess like the Chiefs ended up winning, ended up getting home field by a bunch because they won 15 games.
The eight buckets experiment that we did over the summertime, that exercise, both of these teams are 13 plus. Like, this is going to likely decide who gets home field advantage. Like, you need that game to avoid Kansas City divisional weekend. I don't see you beating Kansas City and then whoever ends up winning on Sunday. That's asking a lot. So I think this is as high leverage a game as you could ever have.
I was ready to call you Captain Overreaction. I will give you credit here. And if you're out there listening and watching and you disagree with, that's fine. But like, I'm not saying this just to agree with Femi. I would tell him I disagreed. I actually thought you did like an awesome job backing that. I don't agree because I think it's too long a season, but I think you did a great job explaining that. I thought that was really good.
Yeah. We got a hell of a game Sunday night in Buffalo. All right, Jake, let's get to the next one.
The other thing.
So, of course, this weekend, we just got done talking about the big game, Bills and the Ravens. But what about on the NFC side? Packers and the Lions. And I think this game is also a massive one. And if I told you, Nick, that you could not pick the Eagles to make the NFC Championship game, if you can't take the Eagles, is Lions-Packers an NFC title preview?
Wow. That's a great question.
Goody, huh?
No.
Who's not in it?
I don't know who's not in it. I'm going to tell you who is in it, though. The Washington Commanders.
Speak on it. I'm curious to hear this one.
Well, here, it's okay. So this is, we'll talk about it tomorrow when we do like all our bets for the weekend, and I'll talk about it on Sunday on the, you know, the nine shows that I do. I believe this to be true, and I said it last year, not I think like in this calendar year, but last season. If it's true, Femi, that Jaden Daniels is like that guy, and he's in the elite echelon already, and obviously like Mahomes is one super, I'm not saying that, but if he's in like that top group, he's like a top five quarterback. Like, why can't they play on Championship Sunday again, even if the roster is not as good as some of the other top rosters? Like, I'm a Jordan, you know I'm a Jordan Love fan. He's not as good as Jaden Daniels. Jared Goff's not as good as Jaden Daniels. Now, the Lions and Packers rosters are better, but quarterback can be the equalizer here. So, I'm all Washington's got to do is get in. And then let's say it's Washington at Green Bay. In the playoffs. Like, Green Bay can win that game, but man, like, you're nervous, right? That sphincter's a little tight if you like one of those other teams against Jaden Daniels, right? So, I'll say no, and I'll go with Washington.
I love it. Because, like, we literally just saw it last year. Like, Detroit had one of the great seasons, barring all the injuries, and then here comes Saturday night, Jaden Daniels goes in there and, like, ends all their dreams. So, it's definitely possible. I do, however, think that this is a preview of the NFC title game. We're going to get this matchup three times. I think these are the two best teams in the NFC. The more I've thought about Detroit and the more I've thought about Green Bay, I've always been there with Green Bay. I've been sipping the Kool-Aid prior to the Micah Parsons trade. We're drunk off the Kool-Aid now that they do have Micah Parsons. But the Detroit Lions, every time you look at the roster, how can you not like the team? The coaching staff is a big question mark, and we're going to find out as early as Sunday as to what this transition is going to look like. And maybe it starts slow. Maybe there's a little bit of an adjustment period. But in my opinion, by the time we get to December and January, when we start playing big boy football, and it's Amon-Ra, my favorite player, Jameson Williams, you already know my expectations for him this year, Gibbs, that offensive line, Hutchinson, Brian Branch, like all, there's so many good players. I think Sunday is the first of three matchups that we'll get between the Lions and the Packers. Jake?
I love that.
It's the next one.
Well, hold on, wait, real quick.
That's on me.
No, honestly, it's not. It's on Jake. It's not on you. It's on Jake. And Jake's not with us tomorrow. Jake's like at like a wedding tomorrow or something. Like, Jake, honestly, you should have left today. What I was going to say is I had to, I don't mean that. I thought it would be funny. I had to turn.
I love you, Jake.
I had to mute my microphone. So can I want to give you, I think this segment's awesome, and I want to do more on this at 540. How many more do you have of these?
Got a few more.
Okay, so we may not get to another one here, but we'll do it more at 540, because I love this. I think this is really good. Yeah. So I wanted to, like, work this into the show today. So I had to turn I had to mute my microphone just now while you were talking to cough. Mm-hmm. So last night, after the show, I went to a dispensary. It's legal, so it's okay to talk about it, right? I'm not breaking the law.
Yeah.
I went to a dispensary.
Well, been to them.
I used to be like, as the kids would say, I do that too much, man. I'm such a boomer. I was like a heavy pot smoker. Like, I loved smoking weed. And as I've gotten older and, like, I'm married and I have a kid, which doesn't mean, like, you can still, like, smoke weed. Like, I almost never, if I do, I just eat an edible. I don't smoke anymore. I'm not saying I don't like it. I like it. So I go to the dispensary. You walk into this place, and it's like you're, like, at the mall, and they're explaining to you, like, look at you, like, what are you looking for? And I'm like, hey, I just want to take, like, I got a kid at home. Like, I just want to take the edge off. Like, I want, like, just, like, something little to take the edge off. And it's unreal. Like, they give you the stuff, you pay for them, you walk out. It's really, like, it's well lit. Like, you drive home, it's totally cool. Here's my hot take. I miss having a drug dealer. I miss, like, the danger of, like, driving around, like poorly lit streets and, like, Fresh Meadows in Queens to meet up with some, like Asian guy I barely know to deal me, like, what could be, like a bag of shake, like
laced.
A terrible bag of weed for, like, or an eighth of weed. Or hopefully not laced. Like, I've never ran into that. It's too easy now for these kids. Like, back in my day, you had to work to get your marijuana. Like, now you walk into Trader Joe's and they give it to you. It's unbelievable. So anyway, I was coughing because I hit the pen last night. That's all I wanted to say. Because, you know, it's the start of football season. And we got to take the edge off. We'll take the edge off coming up next. Joey Knish will join the show. We'll get back to things later this hour.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Haynes at the back. Underwood to the air. Looking into wide open. Klein, touchdown. Bryce Ball down the field. And Underwood has his first of many.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Friend of the show, Noah Eagle on the call. Anyone watch Bryce Underwood last weekend from Michigan? True freshman. Ridiculously awesome. Michigan-Oklahoma, the highlight of coming up of week 2 of college football. Can't wait for it. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. Joining us right now to discuss Michigan-Oklahoma, to discuss week 2 of college football, and to discuss week 1 in the National Football League. Yet another football season here on You Better You Bet, where we are delighted to be joined by the fantastically entertaining and the wonderfully insane Pro Sports Better, your favorite gambling Twitter degen, and host of Hit the Books with our friend Brad Powers on the Hammer Betting Network, the great Joseph Knish. On Twitter at JoeyKnish22. Uncle K, welcome back to the show. Happy football season.
Gentlemen, no place I'd rather be on a terrific, tasteful, tumultuous football Thursday than on another football season, Christmas Day on YBYB. Great to be back with you boys.
Oh, we love having Joey Knish on the show. And Knish, I actually want to start with college, and then we'll get to your thoughts on the game tonight with the Cowboys and the Eagles, and then we'll hit Lions and Packers and the rest of NFL week 1. But man, I mean this sincerely. I can't wait for Michigan and Oklahoma on Saturday. And I think I'm going to bet Michigan to win outright. That's how I see this game. Either Michigan wins or Oklahoma wins by 30. I think this is an extreme outcomes game, and I love me some Bryce Underwood. How do you see this, the biggest college football game of week 2, Michigan at Oklahoma, playing out?
Let me tell you something, baby. They're having to shut off the tap of the maize and blue Kool-Aid at the water cooler to stop Joey K from drinking the Underwood sauce. I could not, and this is
disgusting.
People are going to say, oh, you know, Detroit guy, he's biased, all that. I know it's one game. I know it's one start. I know it's all that. He's the most physically talented quarterback I've ever seen in my life as a true freshman. Not just at Michigan. I'm talking like in my life for that performance. Week 1, you're just like jaws on the floor. Like, how is this? The kid turned 18 like 3 days before the game. He looks like freaking like John Elway out there. And I know it's New Mexico, all the qualifiers, yada, yada. First road game in that. Give me Big Blue this week. I think Oklahoma's got a bunch of offensive line.
Points or money line? Points or money line, Knish?
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to talk you off it. I took the points, but I'm not going to talk you off the money line. Give me the maize and blue Kool-Aid. Give me Underwood. Give me the next guy. I'll tell you, put it in stone. Put it in stone. 2027, 2028 NFL draft. I would bet Bryce Underwood number one pick right now if you gave me plus money. There's no way anybody's going to beat this guy in 3 years. I love it. Give me Michigan. Give me the maize and blue. Dickie baby says you don't need the points, and I trust him even though I took the points. Michigan to cover, Michigan to win.
Two more college football questions, and then we'll turn our attention to the NFL. Knish, do you have another college football bet outside of Michigan that you love for this weekend for our listeners and viewers?
You know, I'm going Cy-Hawk, and it's back, especially just this morning, to the number I bet early in the week at 3.5. Give me the Hawkeyes. I know they looked like it was your typical Iowa offense week 1. Didn't show nothing. Gronowski didn't look great. And Iowa State's had a couple of marquee games. People a little bit, you know, closer to seeing what they've done some nice things on offense. But in this game, in this hideous rivalry where the games are ugly and the scrap, you're going to give me Iowa with their defensive line. And I'm still a Gronowski believer. I liked what he did at South Dakota State. I think the offense will be better. I think they were kind of taking it easy last week. They had a few injuries that didn't show much. Give me the points here. It's a number that I was looking for, 3.5. It's back pretty widely available now. Give me the Hawkeyes. Take the points, the 3.5. It's one I like quite a bit. I think they're live to win. but 3.5 now in this one. Was waiting for it to get past the field goal. I like it at 3.5.
Last college football question, Kanish, unless you say something so like overwhelmingly thought-provoking that we need to continue on with it. Give us something that you're strong on coming out of week one. It could be something Bama-related, Ohio State-related, Arch Manning-related, something that you are hot on from a betting perspective off the results that we saw last week in an epic week one of college football.
Most wide-open Heisman race in, I'll call it 20 years. I don't think there's a true, even what you would call a favorite in the Heisman. I could see somebody from anywhere from 8-1 to 100-1 to somebody that might not even be in, you know, the typical conversation right now. All of the premium quarterbacks had kind of slow, gross, ugly games. Nobody took, you know, a kind of a leap or any of that in week one. There's not even an early media narrative. You know, it was going to be Arch, but he crapped the bed so bad against Ohio State that I don't even think that's, you know, recoverable without a lot of great performances. Wide open, and I think you'll see this market move on a flash throughout the season. One to monitor, and I know this show loves awards, baby, and that's one I think you could see somebody even come from the depth. I think it's wide open for wide receiver, running back this year without a great quarterback in the mix. Wide open race, as wide open as I can ever remember.
Kanish, is there anybody you would bet in this wide open race right now, or is it kind of just still assessing the rest of the market as we work our way through the early portion of the season?
There's been, you know what, I don't want to give away, you know, any stale stuff that, you know, you took a few preseason positions, took a little, like, I know it's come way down now, but Dampier on Utah, even though nobody's really talking about it yet. I'll say this, and it'll circle back to how we started. If Michigan, I know it's freshman, all that stuff, if Michigan wins this weekend outright and, you know, the Costos family and the Kanish family are, you know, celebrating, drinking, you know, Spiriolas for his feta cheese and that, I do think you'll see an Underwood move significantly in the market. And that outright in the marquee game at night with the way he looks and the way he pops, you will see him with a significant move up the ladder in the Heisman market. And at that point, I think he's in the ball game. So if you feel said that strongly about it, I know there's 50-1 and higher out there. I think he's 100% in the mix if Michigan wins this weekend.
This is You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys with Joey Kanish, professional sports bettor, Hammer HQ. You can find him on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. Kanish, let's go over to the NFL. Your team, the Honolulu Blue, Detroit Lions, 2.5-point underdogs at Lambeau Field against the Green Bay Packers. Packers traded for Micah Parsons last Thursday. What are you doing? Are you feeling good about your Honolulu Blue? I mean, they made the changes to the coaching staff, and the Green Bay Packers obviously bringing in Micah Parsons. How are you sitting with this game coming up on Sunday afternoon?
There's no place I'd rather be than a week one dog to this overhyped cheese curd masterpiece. Get out of here with this Packers team. Get that out of here. I know we did a little double cross Lions on the preseason. Double cross here, baby. There's just pure blue Honolulu Kool-Aid going in the veins. Give me the 2.5. Also, you want to talk about like a phenomenal teaser piece, tease up. You can get the Lions up to, you know, 8.5, 8.5. Give me the Leos this weekend. I love everybody's going to be all Parsons, all that, all the sauce on that. I still think you're getting, you know, listen, I still think objectively the Lions are the better team here. You're getting them at 2.5. I mean, this is a game that, you know, when they open it, Lions were, I know, summer lines, all that, but small favorite or a pick. For this to move all the way out to 2.5, way too rich for me. Love the Lions. Love it in teaser. Took the side and teased it up.
Kanish, give us a side or total bet this week, not tonight's game, this weekend in the National Football League that you love.
This is honestly my favorite play of week one. Give me, and it throws back to an old Michigan man. Give me the Chargers +3. Outright, you don't even need the point. I love this play. This, and I'm not usually coming out with that really like strong of an NFL opinion. I love the Chargers this week against a Chiefs team who get all the hype, all the noise, all that, and you get against a Harbaugh. I really love him year two, getting that Chargers team up. It's just the spot, the coach, the way the organization's trending. The Chiefs, who, you know, have been thrown in the towel in the regular season for that. Love the Chargers week one for a myriad of reasons and think they win that game outright. Give me, that's one of my favorite NFL week one plays I can remember. Give me the Chargers, baby. Bolt up the powder blues.
Do you have a, well, you said you can remember. Who did you want me to like rattle off some games for you? Like, do you have another bet that you like, or?
I mean, I was saying more in years past, as like usually, oh, you know, okay. Week one, I've got, but I mean, this, I'm like, hey, listen, you give me some more options to fire, I'm firing, baby.
All right, Bills Ravens, Sunday Night Football.
It's a Ravens lean. I'm not going to come as strong as, you know, with the Chargers and that. I do lean the Ravens. I don't totally love, you know, even the mix of what the Bills did in the offseason. The Ravens organization overall a little stronger, too. It's a Ravens lean, but it's not on the same level as I can get you with. You know, I can sell you on the Chargers all day long, all week. Ravens a lean for me. It'd be a slight play.
What are you doing right now?
Joey K is in the car, in commute, actually on the way to the casino.
Oh.
I'm not going to say which one because they don't sponsor the show, but.
Okay. So are you, you're driving or like you in like an Uber or something?
Oh, no, I'm driving.
And you were not on speakerphone, right? So the phone is to your ear?
Yes.
It's like highly, like you are. I mean, I would not want to be on the road with you right now. Here's this lunatic driving, like with the phone to his ear to the casino midday on a Thursday. We love it though. NFL season opener tonight. Yeah, I mean, dude, like what? Do you have a car that doesn't have Bluetooth? Why would I don't understand. What are you doing with the season opener tonight? Eagles 8.5 against the boys. Total 48.5.
I mean, this is the ultimate like. If you really want to, you know, fade the steam, fade the public, you've got the Cowboys trading their best player away, and then the Eagles coming off a Super Bowl appearance. I know a bunch of people, you know, in Survivor that like the Eagles, know some people that bet the Eagles. I'm not going to say it'd be the biggest bet of my life here, but you know what, to switch the curve, give me the boys. Give me the boys and the points. A little bit of fade the public action for the first one that started off. I'll take Dallas and the points. Again, not one I'd be, you know, putting the kids' college fund on. But hey, give me the Dallas. I think it's a little rich.
Do you have a random bet, good sir, in the accounts for us and our listeners?
Oh, yes, I do. I don't come to the show without one. Overnight for a little WNBA tomorrow. We're going Seattle, -1, -1.5 around. Regular season coming to a close. Seattle and bonus, Seattle and the under. Seattle under, we'll call it Seattle, good to 2.5, under, good to 159. Double up in that game tomorrow for the random bet for the dub.
Kanish, you're the absolute best. Follow him on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. And if you like college football, hit the books. It's his show with Brad Powers, an awesome college football betting show. My friend, say best of luck on the road. Drive safely, and we look forward to doing this again.
Gentlemen, say the prayers for the people driving next to me. See you next week.
Joey Kanish joining us here on the show. I didn't know we were going to have Kanish on next week. I love that, though. Joey Kanish as a weekly would be great.
Yeah.
Like, Femi, that is... When I see some, okay, two things really make me mad. When I'm, well, more than that, I get pissed on. I don't have road rage. Like I never get like getting into it. My dad always used to tell me, you can get mad driving, but don't get into it with people, because you're not crazy, and they might be, and you don't want to mess with crazy people if you're not crazy. Two things trigger me. Number one. People that talk on their cell phones with the phone to their ear in 2025 when you could just put them on a CarPlay or whatever. And number two, people that wear masks when they're driving their car like it's March 2020. What the F
Even
is
then
wrong
it was
with
dumb.
You? what?
In your own car.
But, like, but you didn't know any better at that point. Like, I was wiping down boxes that I could cardboard box. You didn't know.
That is true.
You had no
that
idea.
Is,
yeah. Like, wait, you're alone in your car. Take the mask off, you freak. You circus freak.
I think my number one is the speakerphone in public. Like, it's a true epidemic.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something, dude?
Please do.
I don't exclusively voice text now, but I do it a lot. And I do it in public, and it's really, dude, it's atrocious behavior. It's really bad.
You look like an old.
I look like an a-hole is what I look like. More things on the other side and college football bets for the weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bebe Fay and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
We want you, dear listener and dear viewer, to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat token, I see what they did there. Did, Bill, who wrote this? Like, did we write this or did BetMGM write it? You could just type the answer if, you know, BetMGM wrote it. So, just to be, in case people didn't get it, without breaking a sweat, because it's, you know, it's a No Sweat token. Oh, Tyler edited it a little. Well, now that Bill Shakespeare put his hands on it, I'm sure now it's great. Don't worry, everyone. Tyler edited it. Now we're good. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Tyler, just for bleeps and giggles, put the unedited version in the chat. I just want to read it. Femi, the baton goes to you, my friend.
All right, let's continue things here on a Thursday as we celebrate opening night in the National Football League. We'll waste no other time because we have a full slate of games that we need to break down on Sunday. Jake, hit us with the next one.
The other thing.
So it's week one, Nick. Every single week one, we always find upsets, crazy underdogs that win outright. So it's a pretty simple question. In your opinion, which underdog of more than a field goal is most likely to win outright on Sunday?
More than a field goal. Okay. let's see. I'm going to go through the slate here. More than a field goal makes it a little different. Yeah, more than a field goal makes it, I think, a little difficult. I don't think it's Carolina. I really like Jacksonville. I wouldn't lay the Cardinals, but I don't think they're going to lose. There aren't that many options here, like dogs of more than three. It's New Orleans. It's Carolina. It's Cleveland. The Giants. I guess they're good. Tennessee.
Yeah.
All right. To win outright?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I kind of think I've come around to your position on maybe it's the Browns.
Ooh. The Brownies. And for clarification, Myles Garrett, it sounds like he's going to be all good. Talked about it at the 3 o'clock
hour. And he didn't
practice
today.
Hip injury. Didn't practice today, but it sounds like it's just like, I guess, whatever. So the betting market hasn't reacted, so it kind of indicates that Myles Garrett should be all good. So you think maybe Cincinnati?
Well, the betting market did react today. The Browns got bet. Like, I think this is going to go down to five. Yes, not because Myles Garrett didn't practice, but I think there's like organic interest in the Browns.
Just interest, yes, yeah.
Oh, the best player didn't practice. Let me bet on that team. Yeah,
time to bet him. Yeah, fallen hero. You know, it's like, as those have been going well for us here. You know how I felt about the Cleveland Browns all throughout the offseason. Ever since this game was scheduled for Week One, I like the Cleveland Browns, but I'm actually going to go with a different game. I might be the crazy person here, and we discussed this back in May. I actually think the New Orleans Saints are the live dog on Sunday.
Okay,
I do. I do think New Orleans is live. Like, this Saints roster, the offense is not as bad if Spencer Rattler can just function. Now, what we saw last year with Spencer Rattler, different coaching staff, that was the Clint Kubiak offensive coordinator and Dennis Allen as the head coach, it didn't go well. But with Kellen Moore, who I'm not that big of a fan of, but let's say Chris Olave is healthy, at least for now, Rashid Shaheed is healthy, the offensive line, they seem to like what they've been getting from Kelvin Banks. This O-line is not terrible. If they can run the football with Alvin Kamara, like, I think this team could actually hang within the number and potentially, with that home field advantage down in New Orleans, pull off the shocking upset of beating the upstart Arizona Cardinals. So I think New Orleans at +6.5, it's a bet that I will have, and I'll have a smaller bet on the money line. I like the Saints to be live on Sunday.
I got to tell you, dude, I love the chutzpah of that. I can't get there with Spencer Rattler, a quarterback. I think Jonathan Gannon's too good a defensive coach. I'm not going to lay Arizona in the game. Like, the number's out of control now at 6.5. I give you credit, man, and you'll get, and we'll crown you, man, if you're right about that, if the Saints do end up winning the game. Yeah. What else we got?
Yeah, and if the Saints just lose by 40, we'll just forget that I ever said this in this 540 segment on a Thursday. Let's go ahead and get to the next one here, Jake.
The last thing.
So this one's really, really fun. Every year, The Athletic does what they call the Hopometer, polling all NFL fans across the league. How optimistic are you about your team? And the team and the fan base that's most optimistic heading into 2025 is the Denver Broncos fan base. 99% of Broncos fans optimistic about this team. So I asked you, Nick, because with the fan base, the media, everyone seems to be in on Denver. Is the Broncos hype over the top in 2025?
Well, can you define? So, like, when we say hype, are you talking like Super Bowl or?
People think they could win the AFC West.
Yeah,
very popular prediction that I've seen.
You know, I can't get there. I think this is the Chiefs division until proven otherwise. I think Denver's going to win at least 10 games. I think Denver's going back to the playoffs, but year two, unless Knicks makes like a massive leap, and I think they can win 10 games even if he doesn't take a massive leap. Like, would you ever take Denver on the road to beat like Buffalo or Baltimore or Kansas City? So I want to split the difference here. Like, I'm excited for the Broncos to go over their win total, but in like no way, shape, or form do I think Denver's like a Super Bowl caliber team this season, unless the defense is like 2000 Ravens caliber. Like, we'll see if that's what it's going to be. But I don't think the Broncos are a Super Bowl team, but I do think they'll go over the win total. So I'm kind of meeting you in the middle here on this one. What about you?
I'm not optimistic about this team. I'm pessimistic about the Denver Broncos. I'd even go under the win total and maybe by multiple games. I really think that Denver's defense from last year, and we see this with a lot of defenses, so it's not just like totally to them, but a lot of it was the product of the schedule that they faced. Like, I do think the defense, and I know, like, everyone said, oh, they got Talanoa Hufanga and Dre Greenlaw. Yeah, wake me up when those guys play all 17. Like, the reason why the Niners just said, see you later, we don't need you guys on the roster this year. Here's the quarterbacks that Denver beat last year. They beat Baker Mayfield. Really good. That Bucs offense was awesome. But after Baker Mayfield, it's 49-year-old Aaron Rodgers. It's Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew. It's my guy, Spencer Rattler. Bryce Young. Kirk Cousins literally on his last leg. And it's O'Connell again. Jameis Winston, backup quarterback. Indianapolis Colts, Anthony Richardson couldn't beat out Daniel Jones. And then Carson Wentz, who I don't even think
Who'd you bet in that game
to start the year. Which one?
The Colts game. Colts
Rattler?
Broncos.
Oh, the Colts game? We don't need to go and rehash that. We already did it at 3 o'clock. We don't need to rehash that.
Oh, you
that
did?
One.
All right.
Because I saw the Nick Benito signing, and then like somebody posted the touchdown that he had when he picked off, I think it was A.D. Mitchell. Just a disgusting game. And Jonathan Taylor, thank you very much. You lose your money. But like, I just think that a lot of
Carson Wentz, Minnesota's backup quarterback after they traded Sam Howell to the Eagles, just to put a bow on that.
Thank you. Because I was like, I think he got picked up somewhere, but I don't remember which team he got picked up on. But yeah, Carson Wentz now back in the league. But like, if in any event, I think this defense was a product of the quarterbacks that they faced. Anytime they played the good guys, even Herbert had a lot of success. We know that Chargers offense wasn't lighting the world on fire last year. Like Lamar, Burrow, Mahomes, like these guys had success against the defense. Josh Allen in the playoff game, I think that with the schedule being a little bit tougher, the division being tougher now that the Raiders are better, I think Denver falls short of the expectations of even the win total, but definitely of sneaky dark horse to dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs and win the AFC West. I'm not there with the Broncos. I think that's the team where I'm most opposite of most people who talk about the football.
All right. Well, we shall see how it plays out. How many more do you have here? Should I do a little college football?
Or? Yeah, we got a couple. They're in college football, but do you want to do your college football? They're not big ones. Okay,
yeah, we can save it for tomorrow. Actually, I just have like we can save it for tomorrow.
Well, actually, I'm gonna produce this in real time. We'll just do one more because one of them is a game that I think you've already kind of hit on. We'll just do one more. Here. So how about this, Jake? Hit us with the next one, the last one that we have here with things.
One last thing.
So I don't know if you saw the comments and the exchanges between Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy and Oregon head coach Dan Lanning. So. These two guys, they're matching up to on Sunday, or sorry, Saturday, over in Autzen Stadium between Oklahoma State and Oregon. And Mike Gundy said this about the Oregon Ducks. He said, quote, I think Oregon spent close to $40 million last year alone on their roster. So that was just 1 year. Now, I might be off a few million. Oregon is paying a lot of money for their team. From a non-conference standpoint, there's coaches saying they should play teams with similar budgets. He went on to say that Oklahoma State probably spent like $7 million over the last 3 years. Well, Dan Lanning responded and said, if you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better invest in winning. We spend to win. Some people save to have an excuse for why they don't. I can't speak on their situation. I have no idea what they got in their pockets over there. The betting market, Oklahoma State at Oregon, the Ducks 28.5-point favorites, total 55.5. After the war of words, Nick, between Mike Gundy and Dan Lanning, do you think Oregon will run up the score on Saturday?
I think he'll try to for sure. And he strikes me as that kind of coach that would want to make that statement. And I don't know why, if you're Mike Gundy, you want to poke the bear here. I did not like that from Oklahoma State's head coach. And Lanning, to his credit, did like speak respectfully of Gundy also, saying he's done a great job for years keeping Oklahoma State competitive. Gundy's been there. How old is Mike Gundy now? Gundy
is more than 50. He's like 55.
Gundy's 58. So think about that. Almost 2 decades ago, we got the I'm a man, I'm 40 rant. He's been there in Stillwater for a long ass time. So I think Lanning will try to run up the score here. I guess my thing is, like, I know Oregon's going to win the game. Can Oklahoma State just like cover the spread here? Now, I'm not betting this game. I have 3 bets that I like in college football. This is not one of them. I don't know that I would lay it with Oregon in this game. Like, my inclination would be to take the points with Oklahoma State. Like, do you have a strong opinion on this game?
Yeah, I think on Saturday it's, I'm a man, I just lost by 40. I think that's what it is. I think Oregon blows them out. Dan Lanning strikes me as the type of coach that's not going to forget these types of things and is going to say, hey, let's stick it to that guy. Like, we all remember 2 years ago when Colorado came in as like the hip team and, oh, Shador and Travis Hunter. Oh my gosh, they're 3-0. They went to Oregon and got drilled. And that was when Dan Lanning was like, hey, they're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins. And he gave that speech and did that line. Like, I think he takes these kinds of things personally. This woke him up. Like, if he was ever kind of overlooking Oklahoma State, I don't think they are anymore. I think Oregon puts it on Oklahoma State, and we're going to see the big difference between these two programs.
I want to hit you, and we can – my Cy-Hawk stuff is a little – I liked Iowa State at, like, not this number, not laying 3.5. I talked about Michigan already. The other college football bet, Femi, that I really like, and I talked about this earlier in the week before you were back from vacation. Do you have an opinion on Baylor SMU?
I do not, no. What's your opinion?
Are we gonna get three here with Baylor? Like, I'm betting Baylor no matter what. I look at the Auburn-Baylor game, Auburn winning 38-24, way more about Auburn being really good than Baylor being bad. Like, Aranda's still a good defensive coach, and I think Sawyer Robertson's nasty. I think Baylor's going to win against SMU on Saturday, and I think we can wait for a better number. Final Hour Power Hour coming up next. All our bets for the Eagles and the Cowboys, less than an hour away.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.